This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield.
I'm really wondering where this stops. I'm really wondering, on some level, if every single football player doesn't have this.
That's Dr. Anne McKee, a neuropathologist at Boston University. She and her research are featured in the Frontline documentary League of Denial that aired Tuesday evening on PBS stations. Dr. McKee, who grew up in Wisconsin, is a Green Bay Packers fan. She has discovered evidence of chronic traumatic encephalopathy in the brains of former NFL players. In August, having seen the trailer for League of Denial, the president of ESPN characterized Dr. McKee's speculation as sensational. ESPN investigative reporter Mark Faneruwada, who co-wrote the documentary League of Denial and the book of the same title with his brother, Steve Faneru, doesn't entirely agree.
She's looked at more NFL brains than anybody. She's now up to 54 brains that have been studied of NFL player, former NFL players. 52 of those have been shown to have CTE. To suggest that Anne McKee is being sensationalistic is a tough sell given her background in the issue.
Dr. McKee's research is central to the documentary and the book. McKee's conclusions and the conclusions of Dr. Bennett Omalu, Dr. Julian Bales, and various other neurologists and neurosurgeons were disputed for years by the National Football League's doctors, as Steve Faneru recounts.
It started with former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, who in 1994, when there was a series of very high-profile concussions, called it basically a packed journalism issue, an issue that was a media creation that was a very small problem, relatively speaking, in the NFL.
Commissioner Tagliabue subsequently created the Mild Traumatic Brain Injury Committee. It was first led by Dr. Elliot Pellman, a rheumatologist, and subsequently by Dr. Ira Kasson, who earned the nickname Dr. No by repeatedly denying any connection between repetitive head trauma and the brain injuries suffered by NFL players.
They attacked independent scientists, many of whom had worked in the league or loved professional football and were trying to warn the league that it was facing a major health crisis and needed to deal with the problem. And so that was their systematic effort over the period of nearly two decades.
The NFL declined to speak to Steve Faneru and Mark Faneruwada. The league also declined Only a Game's request for an interview, providing instead a statement from Jeff Miller, the NFL's senior vice president of health and safety policy. The statement begins, "For more than two decades, the NFL has been a leader in addressing the issue of head injuries in a serious way." Steve Faneru recognized the statement when I shared it with him.
I think in many ways the best response to this assertion that the league is making is the response of the league itself. So after 16 years of doing this groundbreaking research, as they describe it, under pressure from Congress and journalists at the New York Times and ESPN, and after being embarrassed publicly over what they were doing, they blew up the committee and disavowed that work. So for the NFL to make this assertion now and go back and say that they've been doing the leading research into concussions and long-term brain damage is refuted by their own people at this point. So it's sort of curious, I think, to us, you know, why they're taking that position.
Both the documentary and the book feature a historical perspective. One of the criticisms of the documentary has been that it leans too heavily on familiar stories of former players who have suffered from depression and dementia, lost their families and their money, and in some cases committed suicide. One of those players, former Pittsburgh Steeler Mike Webster, died in 2002. He was 50. His doctors testified that football had damaged his brain. After a long and expensive fight, the league extended medical benefits to Webster while maintaining publicly that there was no connection between multiple concussions suffered by its players and depression, dementia, or suicide. It's probably impossible to watch the documentary or read League of Denial without concluding that the NFL has been guilty of hypocrisy for the past 20 years. But Neil Genslinger, who reviewed the documentary for Monday's New York Times, fears that most viewers were not surprised, let alone shocked.
Because of what we've seen with tobacco, as some of the Congress people in Congress have pointed out, equating this NFL thing to what tobacco went through, no behavior surprises you if the idea is you got to protect the bottom line.
Genslinger faults the film for failing to produce what he refers to as a smoking gun. For him, that would have been a secret memo acknowledging that the NFL knew their game was causing brain damage and didn't care. Dr. Kenneth Podell, a neurologist who works with the Houston Texans of the NFL, also has problems with what's not in the documentary. He feels that League of Denial leaves the impression that concussions and subconcussive impacts entirely explain the disease in the brains of former NFL players.
Is there a relationship between repetitive hits and potentially developing chronic traumatic encephalopathy? There probably is. So what is the role of genetics in all of this? Why do some players develop CTE and some do not? Okay. What is the role of prevalence? Is steroid use a factor? Is genetics a component that we need to see as a factor? All of these things need to be answered.
Dr. Padel, who acknowledges that he's an NFL fan, suggests that the necessarily expensive research into those questions will take many years. Meanwhile, he points out the league has recently instituted rule changes and sideline protocols designed to limit the number of concussions and to more conservatively treat players who've suffered them. Still, he doesn't regard the game as he once did.
Do I see it a little bit differently now? Yes. Am I worried about the head injuries? Absolutely. But you also have to remember, society loves football, and the majority of people want to see the game to stay the way it is. And until the society changes its views, it's going to be a very difficult thing to change.
Among the NFL veterans who would like to see those views change is Harry Carson, former linebacker for the New York Giants. Appearing in League of Denial, Carson, who has seen numbers of his contemporaries fall victim to depression and dementia in their retirement, offers advice to the parents of children with football dreams.
What you should know now is your child could develop a brain injury as a result of playing football. It's not just on the pro level, it's on every level of football. The question is, do you want it to be your child?
For the past 20 years, Only a Game has extensively covered the issue of concussions in sports. To link to our recent interviews and segments on the subject, visit onlyagame.org.